Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
This is Monster Yo. You already know I'm in a den with Nala with Power 904. We doing our thing, baby. I'm just saying.
Yes.
You know, we representing the way we supposed to in a real way. That's what's happening.
That's what's up. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is your girl Nala and riding out with Monster Yo right here in Jacksonville, Florida. You guys stay tuned for what's coming up. And please don't miss his show on October 14th.
Hello. October 14. Hello.
Yay.
Man, thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, and you are right here in the den with your favorite host on Power 904. You know how we do it every Thursday, sometimes Wednesday. It depends, you know what I'm saying, what we got going on. But I am sitting here with a new friend that we always networking, you know what I'm saying? So we always meet new people. You want to tell the people who you are?
Oh, absolutely. I'm Monster Yo, you know, artist, director, actor, entertainer, entrepreneur, academic, you know, anything that you know that's a great title, that's me right there. You know, I just go hard in the paint and I network. You know, I'm about building. And that's what I am. You know, I make connections. I make things happen, even in an uncomfortable situation, you know, but absolutely. That's okay. Who I am.
So you're in the music industry. So how long have you been? You say artist, producer. Okay. How long have you been in the industry? You know, bad connection. Oh, I was like, back.
Hopefully we there because this reception
it's okay.
Is kind of
we
bad.
Gonna edit all this, so you okay. Weren't even gonna know what happened.
Okay.
So you good? Just
you
relax.
Feel me?
If
that's
happens,
my love.
Yeah, we'll edit all that out. You know,
absolutely.
If it happens, let it happen, and we'll bring it back in. So you were telling me.
Okay, so
go ahead.
I've been in the music industry. I started my music career officially 2020 when COVID happened. You know, I was sitting here, didn't have nothing to do. You know, I didn't want to just waste my life away just sitting in COVID. You know, everybody was sitting in and wasn't doing nothing, you know. So I said, you know what type of legacy I want to leave behind. And I've always loved music. I've been doing music all my life, but my official career started in 2020. And I just picked up the pen and paper, started writing. And after that, everything else was history. I took off from there.
Okay. So what got you inspired in it? I know you said that you were sitting there not doing anything, but what was that understand, I can make it in this. I can do this.
The devil is a lie. That's all I'm saying.
It will get told.
Mm-hmm.
Did it freeze? So is it signal? If you're talking, I can't. Oh, you know what? Log off, log back. I want to shut off and shut it back on. Because it's still here. The signal.
Okay, I'm back. Yes, the signal.
Okay.
Okay.
All
there
right.
We go. All right.
I say, so what was that go-to for you to say, this is what I want to do?
Well, when people started paying attention, when artists who were known artists started taking a look at me saying, wait a minute, he has something. You know, initially when I first started my career, I sucked. Straight up, I sucked. You know, I was just loving music and I was putting something together. And, you know, at the time, you know, I just wanted to just put out something. And then I really started to just take it seriously and really put lyrics behind it. And, you know, my mind state changed, you know, in that, like I said, people started paying attention. And I really realized at that moment that, wait a minute, this might be my career, you know, and yeah, that was my go to.
Okay. So I just recently interviewed one of your good artists, 2-3
Moolah.
Yeah.
Shout out to 2-3 Moolah. Manage him. You know what I'm saying? He's an extraordinary character. He's an extraordinary man. He's an extraordinary presence. I saw his potential from day one. And, you know, there's it's something about an individual that drives just like you that you have to connect with, because that means that if you're slipping, they will step up. If they're slipping, you're going to step up. So we vibe so well. You know what I'm saying? And so I love his presence. His he wears his crown.
Very well.
So of his presence, he wears his crown. He lives up to all the, you know, hype. You know what I'm saying? He knows his potential. And so that's what makes us connect so well.
So as an artist manager, what are some of the obstacles that you run into, or what are some of the things that you have that have motivated you with some of these artists to help them get over what they're running into?
Well, see, the best thing about that is this, is that I've already broke down barriers. I'm an artist myself. So for me, I had to go through the hoops and holes and challenges to get to where I am. So now, you know, the doors are open. You know, I'm working with okay, we're back. So I, you know, for me, it's for me, it's broken those barriers. You know, I've worked with Snoop Dogg, Glasses Malone, Rick Ross, Taye Third, DW Flame, Long Beach Will, P Nice, Don Johnson, Sean Kingston, Corrupt. There's so many artists that I've worked with. And so I've been able to break down those barriers. So whenever I need to connect somebody, it's simple. It's easy because I've built up that credit. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I always say this, that courtesy is nice. It's good. But the credit that you really want is your word. You know what I'm saying? Your character of ethics. You know, that's the greatest bank that to ever have, because everybody will want to do business with you and work with you because they know that you work with a principal. And so I build up that status of having principal within the industry. And so there's so many opportunities that are already given to me, and I just add it and bring it to these artists that I manage.
So that was going to be my next question for you, which you kind of just went into. What are three characteristics that you think artists should have when coming looking for an artist manager?
Oh, that's like, great. One, patient. That was a great question. One is dedication. Dedication is everything. You gotta have, you know, your mind needs to be set on what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Consistency. Consistency allows you to, you know, create that momentum, you know, of habit. You know what I'm saying? So dedication, consistency. To me are the two main strong points. The last would be being innovative. You know what I'm saying? Always thinking outside the box, bringing something new to the table every time, always maxing yourself and topping yourself. You know, even business, whether it's you finding business for your manager to help you. You know, it's all dedication, consistency, everything. You know, you apply all three, you become the architect of your own destiny on so many levels because you change your career. You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, I push and I push hard. You know, I don't let my day go to waste. You know, I'm a driven individual. It's rare that I get sleep. You know, I'm talking about good sleep. I sleep, but good sleep, because I'm thinking about how to progress, how to make sure my artists are, making sure that my artists are all right. You know, I also have a label, you know, Classic ENT and Monster Yo Music ENT. And so I got to make sure my artists are all always okay. You know, me being in this management, Monster Yo management, I realized that I have something like my strong point is helping others. And I didn't realize how good I am at doing it until I experienced the experience of my brother 2-3 Moolah. You know, when he came to me, he was like, bro, I know what you're capable of. Now I know what I'm capable of as a king, but to help somebody else, that's something totally different, you know, because it's one thing to open the door for yourself. You know, you build that credit, you build that bank, but to do it for somebody else and to see the love that people bring because of you to help this individual. Man, I love that right there. I love that.
Yeah, that's the beautiful part. Just sit back.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Teach. So I want to talk about your name because it's flying everywhere. And I have a lot that I want to talk about when it comes down to your name, Monster Yo, right?
Okay.
So how did you come up with this name? How did it just stick to you like this for all these years?
Okay, so my original nickname when I was growing up is Yo-Yo. You know, everybody called me Yo-Yo, you know, and so, you know, then they put that Monster Yo-Yo, you know, and it was just a street name. And when I became an artist, you know, that same drive that I gave to the street, I gave to business. I gave to this industry. I gave to how I drive when it comes to helping people, because I do help a lot of people. You know, I started a suicide prevention hotline after one of my brothers committed suicide, and it really affected me. And so for me, I had to really step up on my consciousness of just what we're about to talk about, mental health, you know. So it's the irony, right? You know what I'm saying? I started a program called YANA, You Are Not Alone. And so, you know, just this morning I was talking to somebody off the ledge of committing suicide. You know, he had his pistol with him. He had just been cheated on and he was going through it. And I had to go to work, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to sit here and talk to you and you're going to pay attention. And all my conversations are not always about, you know, all warm hearted and et cetera. My conversations sometimes are raw, like, you know, straighten yourself up. You're a king. Rise up to that occasion, to that potential. You know yourself and know your worth. You know, and I'll push an individual to really appreciate who they are rather than just sit in that wallow of defeat or whatever's going on with them.
Okay. So going into talking about mental health, we here strongly support that. We try to support it year round. They only support it once a month and they stand on that. But people deal with many issues. And as you just explained, it's the everyday thing. So dealing with yourself and helping other people, how do you personally deal with yourself when it comes to mental health? Because you have to have yourself together to be able to help these other people.
Absolutely. So I've been through a lot. I don't know if we've ever really gone through my past and my history. My history is quite, I'll say, impressive and sad. So at the age of 16, I committed crimes that led me to prison. And so within prison, I went through a lot of trials and tribulations and mental, psychological warfares. Are we back on?
We are.
Okay, there we go. So where do we leave off?
You went through so many trials and tribulations that led you up to where you are today. You did crimes at the age of 16 that led you into prison.
Okay, so in prison, I experienced a lot of psychological traumas, physical abuse, psychological traumas, everything. I was in the trenches of this cruel world, you know, and so for a long time, I was caught in my own triple stages of darkness. You know, I was lost, you know, and because I had to become I was lost because I had to become ruthless and barbaric in this situation. And so, like I said, for a long time, I was lost mentally, spiritually, emotionally. It took me spending 17 years in solitary confinement, is where I finally was forced to face who I was, you know, and break me down. And trust, I received the counselings and I had people making sure that I was okay mentally, but you know, I had to go through these experiences to a I had to go through these experience to appreciate the value of who I was as an individual, you know, and by doing that, I had to, you know, destroy a lot of my old ways, my old character, my old ego, and build up the potential of who I am, you know, because everybody kept telling me my whole life, you got potential, you got potential. But I didn't know what potential was, you know, and you know, I said something about being the architect of your own destiny. Well, there's a saying that knowledge is power, education is money, and wisdom. No, excuse me. Yeah, knowledge is power, education is money, and wisdom is wealth. And if you combine all three, you become the architect of your own destiny. You know, when I started to combine all this and apply it into my life, I'm telling you, something started to transform inside of me. I started to get my act, well, I started to get myself right, meaning mentally. I started to learn meditation. I started to learn my act, get meditation. I started to seek out academics to where I end up receiving a doctor degree in theology. Then I went on to receive my degree in psychology, communication, and liberal arts. I also end up getting my degree, well, my business certificate from Baylor University. I started to just take on trades. I have my certificate in practice appraisal and principal in real estate. What else? There are so many things that I've done nonstop. I became a published author. I've published 7 books already. You know, again, once you start tapping into who you are, something changes. You know, when I got into this industry, people asked me, well, let me back up. But yes, I did attack my mental health by really just taking on and accepting. The way that I challenged my mental health or took on my mental health was accepting and embracing the earth angels that were around me, listening, giving me that advice, teaching me, being there. You know, it's one thing to have people around you and not acknowledge it. But when you really start applying that knowledge that they give you and you embrace what their presence in your life, there becomes a transformation because then you realize you are not alone. You know, the minute I realized that I was not alone was the minute that I was able to live different and love the world differently. And now that's what I do. I love the world differently. I love it with my whole heart, not my half heart. And
That's
I love
deep.
myself with my whole heart and not my half heart.
That's deep. That's deep. So if you could encourage people out here that's struggling or can't find a way out, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to dealing with having to deal with yourself, what would it be?
I would say first that life is nothing more than a fleeting moment. You know, a lot of times we tend to get in this ball of depression and we start to believe this delusion in our head that, hey, you know, it's the end of the world. But we don't realize. We start to believe that it's the end of the world. We don't realize that it's only just a moment. And when that moment passes, something new blossoms from that, you know, and we forget about the moment is just a moment. After that, what happens? It's a new day. And so I want to challenge people to, one, don't give in to just the depression itself. You know, understand what depression is, you know, understand what you're feeling, and then realize that tomorrow will be a new day, you know, and go embrace that tomorrow. You know, sometimes we're so content on holding on to the traumas of yesterday, and we don't realize that by holding on to the traumas, we victimize ourselves over and over and over each day. And so we can't do certain things with our lives because we're caught with this attachment. We have an umbilical cord attached to it, to this trauma. And so it keeps feeding us this negative stimuli that's really messing our spirit up. With myself, you know, with myself, I cut that umbilical cord once I recognize it's coming. So once I feel it's attaching to me, I cut it. I say, okay, I know what you are. I feel it. I know what I'm experiencing. I've been through this trauma before, but I'm blessed and I know I'm blessed. And I demand that I find my peace, that I know my peace, that I embrace my peace. It's okay to embrace peace. You know, this world has this way of, I don't know, this world seems to just be caught up in a chaos and they love
the world.
So this world seems like it's addicted to chaos. It's addicted to drama, you know. And I don't know what it is about this drama that makes people feel alive. Even though they're so stressed in it, it makes them feel alive. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to find a new life. We need to find a new elixir to bring us life because we're killing ourselves. Because you know what I'm saying? Because all that 1,000 pounds of stress that we're giving ourselves, at the end of the day, we're broken, we're depleted, you know, and we're wondering why it's like this. Why is it so heavy? You know, and it's not really heavy. It's just, you know, I'm gonna tell you this, everything is a choice. And people say it's not that simple, but it is. Life is a choice. So let me tell you about my morning when I wake, or my mornings when I wake up. So every morning when I wake up, I don't always wake up on the right side of the bed every morning. And because of that, I realize that there's a choice. I can continue that energy that I'm feeling when I wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or I can wake up, acknowledge what I'm feeling, and then choose to have a good day. Every day I choose to have a good day. People always ask me, how do you roam around here with this smile, talking polite, being respectful, being professional? We know you. You're a beast. You're a warrior. You're this. Yeah, but I'm a grown-ass man who loves.
Sheesh. Yeah, it's cut out. Yeah. That's deep. Yeah. I love it. He has some good points, though. Welcome back. Welcome back.
There we go. A little bit better, right?
It's okay.
Okay. But yeah, I'm a grown ass man who loves my peace as well. And so I'm okay with walking around, you know, being at peace with myself. You know, peace is everything, man. I mean, when you've been around war your whole life, you need that tranquility. You need that serenity, man. And that's what I look for every day. I've been through war. I've been through the challenges of war, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. So let's talk about this big event that you got coming up. It's going around everywhere. Everybody's sharing it. I see the love. I see the posts. I see the shout outs. I see all the everything that they're giving to you called Free Monster Yo. What is that about? And the event?
So the Free Monster. So let me tell you guys about my life a little bit more. So as I said, I've been incarcerated since I was 16 years old. They gave me 4 life sentences plus 74 years. At age 17, I actually entered into the prison walls, you know. And, you know, like I said, I was a different person when I first came in here. But now at the age of 45, I've spent 28 years in prison. Out of that 28 years, I spent 17 years in solitary confinement. People have been able to see my change. They know my truth. I live my truth every day. And I've helped a lot of people. And now it's being paid forward. You know what I'm saying? I sowed my seeds, man. And, you know, it's a blessing when you have good people loving you back. You know, because so many times we're the type of individuals that we're not just empaths, we're givers. And so we give and we give and we give. And a lot of times in this lifetime, we never see that given, reciprocated. Well, it's being reciprocated. And like I said, I see the love is there, man. And we see it just by these good people coming together saying, you know what? Let's free your monster, yo. We know he's a different individual. We know he's changed. You know what I'm saying? We know his heart is different. And that's what people are pushing. They're ready for me to come home. They know that they know that I help create change, you know, and this is what I do in this environment. I'm a teacher's aide. So I teach the students around here to get their GED. But not only do I teach them their GED, I give them life experience. I mean, life teaching. I'm like their life coach, if you will. You know, I give them tools to develop their communication, how to build up on their manhood. Because a lot of times men don't know how to be men because we were never taught to be men. We didn't have our fathers. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what masculinity is. You know, people have tried to tell us that there's this new thing called toxic masculinity. I think that the problem is that men are not masculine enough, and we're turning into this culture of femininity. And it's nothing wrong with femininity, but a man needs to be a man. You know what I'm saying? And he needs to start owning his responsibilities and being responsible and not just trying to rely. He needs to learn how to be responsible, but not just that. Stop just sitting on the couch playing these video games and, you know, hoping to live off his woman for the rest of his life. That's not how this works, man. You know what I'm saying? We grown men. We're kings. We manifest. If you don't have a job, any job is a good job. I'll work at McDonald's for the rest of my life as long as I can take care of my family. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. You know, and so people get in their heads that they're entitled to certain things. You have to earn that. You have to earn that, you know? And so, you know, I try to teach a lot of these young kings these life skills because they don't know. They honestly seem like they just don't know or they don't care. And so, yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, that's deep. So with the event coming up, is it like a artist event or is it like a community event where everybody's getting together? and just protesting. What kind of event are we looking forward to that's coming up?
So, first off, as you guys know, it's the Free Monster Yo concert, Unity for Social Justice, October 14th. Buy your tickets, buy your dang tickets. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be live performances. You know what I'm saying? From P Nice, DW Flame, Long Beach E-Wheel, TayF Third.
A lot of artists.
One second. One second.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. And
It's
so yeah, so we're gonna have P Nice, Long Beach E-Wheel, DW Flame, Beach J, D3 the Rockstar, 2Bs, 2-3 Moolah, EST Mills, Crooked Eye, and a variety of other artists that's gonna really perform and show up for their brother. You know what I'm saying? These are all my brothers. And I appreciate them, and I love them for this, man. They're coming together to show you what unity is all about. You know, it takes a village to save lives. It takes a village to support the one. That one is going to be, is going to it, that one. Just by being there for the one, it changes the perspective of the one because now he no longer loses that hope. You know what I'm saying? My goal is to show people that, community works. You know what I'm saying? And through community, there's anything is possible, you know?
Hey, okay. So we're about to wrap it up here. I really appreciate you and your time and your story. We want to keep it going. If we can get more of your artists on some of these interviews to keep everything going, it would be a pleasure.
Okay.
We would love to have updates on how you're doing. Keep us with mental health speeches, motivation from you to us. You helping us here as well. But my last question for you
Thank
is,
you.
if you could collab with any talk show host in the world, who would it be and why?
I already did. It's you. You're the amazing talk show host that everybody's talking about. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm already grateful, that I got the best of the best. You know, it's not always about who started, it's about who's here. You know, and you're here, and I recognize you, Queen, and I appreciate everything that you do for so many artists. You know what I'm saying? And you're a humble individual, and you're a giver. You know what I'm saying? And you're a light bearer, and I appreciate the light that you shine for all of us. You know, you're that light that has all us moths coming to like, hey, we need your assistance. So appreciate you.
I didn't expect that, but thank you. Thank
You're
you. Thank
welcome.
you. I really
You're welcome.
appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't
Absolutely.
stop. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
What's happening? It's your boy Big Trouble, and I'm chilling in the den with Nala, Power 904. I'm Big.
Do my thing, you know what I'm saying? Stay out the way.
Yeah,
niggas out your way.
I ain't even funny, but get money like I'm Seinfeld. Got the kind of work if you don't cut your key, your clientele. Early in the morning, got them blowing out their boogers. Man, how you keep them up, man? I just cut that shit with sugar. The shit I'm serving stronger than Tyson in 93. They be nodding in and out, look like a baby fight sleep. I done caught a lot of heat, little nigga, don't talk about it. They popping all that shit, knowing that I be painting houses. All the capping on the net, I bet I leave your family pouting. Your partner say he's sliding, but they found him in the mountains. I'm litty with the semi, you don't hear me?
Maybe I should make you feel me and send shots through your hemi, leave you slump looking silly. I just got back from Philly, busting nuts on rich titties. Should've got featured with Meek and call that bitch Papa Willie. But I'm back to drug dealing, cutting, bagging, and shipping. I'm trying to stack up the millions while keeping my sons dripping. When I throw that money up, I make them scuffle to the floor. Yeah, it's gator to combustion through the dough. Yeah, I'm fucking up the spot and leaving. I leave them beating, nigga, just give me a reason being. I leave you seasoned, don't make no set of moves or do no reaching. You must be tweaking, that's the type of shit, where are you seeing? And then believing, you know how I ride when it's down, music on blasting. Pistol in my lap, and when you itching, I'ma scratch it. And anybody's got something to say about how I'm living, I can do your ass the same way the freezer did Krillin. Bitch, I'm holding all the budget, chopper swinging with the beam. Oh, a nigga shot back in 2016. Well, you pussy and you know it. When I see you, I'ma show it. Up and on you, I'ma blow it. Leave your mama holding roses. Bitch, you're colder than the coldest. My heart black as my knuckles from beating niggas up behind my glasses because they chuckle. I'm a gangster in disguise, always moving in silence. I'm only fucking on her if she came with low mileage. I like my bitches nasty, suck it till you gagging. Sacrifice your F for me and shake your dairy F for me. I get it to the telly, I go straight up in the belly. Been the overstroking in that ass like jelly. And I'm dancing out the window, haters checking my Pirellis. If you thought you pushing up on me, that shit that made me daddy. Shooting across the street at niggas like I got the right of way. Choppers in the oven, 40 cows in the microwave. Better stop fucking with me if you don't wanna die today. Got my bucks up, guns up, nigga, I got time today.
Hey man, this shit boy Camo, you heard me?
That's right.
Hey, I wanna thank those who left me in the midst of this journey, you feel me?
It was really appreciated.
Now I can move on and do what I gotta do and keep doing what I gotta do for me. Do it just fine, you heard me?
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
This is for my haters. Grab your salt shakers. It's been a good year, yeah, I copped a couple acres. Niggas in they feelings, I'm all about the business. Trying to make a killing while you worry about the women. Give it to them straight, I don't do the gossip. Stand in my lane, more money, more problems. Just made a deposit, I'm converting euros. Niggas say I'm trash, I got commas, you a zero. Flexing with your stimmy, boy, you ain't winning. Your pockets match your jeans, boy, they looking real skinny. Drawing up the plays, sticking to the script. Every move inside us, yeah, I know you see the drip. One man band, use a one trick pony. Doing what you can't, you ain't got nothing on me. I get it if I want it, shining cause I'm winning. He ain't how you start, it's how you motherfucking finish. Say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them, hey, to step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them, hey, to step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up.
A sucker. Bust a couple heads, I ain't never been a buster. Might have got finessed, I ain't never been a fool. Graduated from the streets, I ain't never finished school. I'm just reaping what I sown, been a long time coming. And it's a marathon, spent a long time running. I've been watching y'all niggas, and all y'all funny. The person only fans taking all y'all money. I'm fine, I never changed up. You say they talking dying, tell them get they change up. Cause talk means nothing, and paper means all. I sweat nobody, I guess that mean y'all. I did this on my own, I did it by myself. You niggas getting carried, you niggas need help. So if I'm ever sitting riding haters and they worm about me, I flip them the middle finger before I tell them, bro.
I'm doing just fine, I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine, cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine, I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine, cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. Fuck them, they lost. Blowing up my phone, got a lot of missed calls. I done moved on, learned to let go. I gave them everything, I ain't giving no more. Future looking good, money getting long. Kids getting big, about to leave this shit alone. Take a few trips, buy some new whips. Cop a new crib with a down ass bitch.
living my dream, doing what I love. Game in my veins, going steady, moving up. Competing with myself, and I'ma go to war. You ain't fucking with me, boy, you see the score, boy. Beats of the mic, I got this shit sold. Every move bold, yeah, I'm sticking to my goals. Sitting on top, money to the flow. I need a push mop just to see the fucking flow. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I say I'm doing just fine. I say I'm doing just fine.
Okay, don't play with me.
You are currently in the den.
Penalized. I just want you. Bartender, give me a couple more bangs. Gotta give me a couple more dances. Love the way you make that ass bounce with no hands. Coming down the road. It's no secret why I'm here tonight. You keeping me on hold.
Them girls I twerking, making them bang. Them girls I twerking, we know hands. Them girls I twerking, making them bang. We know hands, we know hands. Oh Lord, they twerking. We know hands. Oh Lord, no hands. We know hands.
All my freaky girls, my nasty girl, my freaky girls all around the world. Put your hands up.
Shawty, what's your name? Lil' Side Shit. I like the way you maintain that posture. It's all about what you do. Just to me and you for a rendezvous. How you do that there? She working it. Both hands in the air, straight twerking it.
Go, baby. It's your birthday. Look good to me, girl, on your worst day. Gonna ride this thing like a subway. So the plans in the house, girl, okay. Twerk that thing for me all day. Twerk that thing out of four way. Do it with no hands, girl. Watch me pop them bands, girl.
Them girls out here twerking, making them bands. Them girls out here twerking with no hands. Them girls out here twerking, making them bands. Them girls out here twerking with no hands. With no hands.
Magic City, Stroke Girls, the Flow Flame.
the hottest indie artist.
Ask me about it, I'ma handle that. Got a Tommy gun, make your chest look like a camelback. A Armani jeans sagging over Jordan's Florida fitted cap. LJ the Joker, that's my name, you should remember that. 26 is on the Chevy Classic where I sit a match. Two boss bitch on Tweety Birds chasing put a test. Laws get behind us, they gon' stash it and they put it tight. Test me in the kitchen, I could bake the perfect circle. Whip the Lord Winslow, have him geek like Urkel. Can't explain the feeling that I get from smoking purpose. Like my soul leave my body and I'm looking at the earth. Tony Montana attitude like the world is mine. No matter what the year, this my year, this my fucking time. Rap game, we ran up on them with the Tech 9. Laid them down for everything and now this shit is all mine. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. For you niggas get it twisted, first off, I'm a Florida boy. Fuck where you from, you get bust by a Florida boy. Got it on your mind, niggas coming with them cutter toys. Lewis Rich, bought a bowl, hunt you like a turkey boy. Shorty hella sexy, Joe to Shannon, that's my almond joy. Get yourself together, say that hating for the mother boys. Keep it on my hip, I spray paint your corduroys. At your mama house, broad day in front of all your boys. Niggas like hoes, biting, jocking my attire. TV gangster snitching, cause he seen it on the wire. MP5 mode, motherfucking live. NBA championship, floor seats, courtside. Going in the streets for them grade A fetamines. Bitches in the club, going hard on them jelly beans. Mouth no golds, white tee, so you notice me. Pistol hanging out my back pocket, so don't toy with me. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Pull up on the scene, stunting hard, rim skating. Feeling like Plies, cause I got these niggas hating. Bitches chase a nigga like a game of cat and mouse. Crank that T double D and watch me take him to the house. Looking for Rihanna, cause I need me a bad bitch. Bossy, sexy love, something that could take a dick. Joker penetrating, have her legs and knees shaking. And she love this Oscar Mayer, cause I'm bringing home the bacon. Hear you niggas talking, guarantee you don't live it. Look like credit, niggas push it to the limit. Got it on they mind till I up that 1-5. Have his whole team dancing like a Soul Train line. Twist a nigga wig all red like a Rubik's Cube. Had him low searching for a hint like Blue's Clues. Talking to no camera crews, avoiding no detectives too. Wanna be a TV star, I put you on the evening news. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. Be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. Be rocking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money.
Do your money dance, now do your money dance. If you out here getting money, do your money dance. Now do your money dance, now do your money dance. If you out here getting money.
Now that's dope. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.